So I know John had a question or a comment. Go ahead, John.
One of the most important aspects of selecting someone is the financial strength and stability of the corporation. If one of these architects goes up and goes down, or
which way
you want to do it,
belly up,
sideways,
belly down, either way, that could impose a tremendous delay and also severe consequences to us. And so, according to Flansburgh, I was just happening to look at theirs, they said an audited financial statement will be provided under separate cover. Now, I would like to request that not only Flansburgh, but the other guys, for the past 2 years.
Right, there's a process, John, that the superintendent has gentlemen, there's a process the superintendent has outlined. By Friday of this week, we're to submit written questions to the superintendent, email, fax, carrier pigeon, whatever it takes to get the questions there, and that, I assume, will be your first question.
So, that's correct.
Okay.
Same to all of them. The last comment is that there was a statement made that how do I run my own business in terms of making decisions? Now, my friend here, where is he? I'm not sure. In any case,
I was trying to draw you to your personal experience, John.
It's a $54 million project. If I were running this, I told you what I would do. I would search the person backwards and forwards, and it's very important that we spend the time. I've already made my objections known, and they still stand. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. And there's been a lot of discussion about doing the due diligence, and we're all going to make sure we do. Superintendent had a comment, and then I want
to
just...
I need a motion with a vote of the committee to do what I just told you, and she's happy to read it.
Linda, would you wait, please? And don't wave your hand. I told you I'd recognize you. Give me just a minute. I want to deal with this. We're going to come to public comment in a minute.
I'd like
it was just very distracting to have your hand waving. I know you didn't mean it to be. Go ahead, Harry.
I would appreciate a motion and a vote of the committee.
What do you mean,
on the direction, so that when I talk to the architects, they know, and when I talk to the lawyers and everyone else, then I'm acting on behalf of the Reading School Committee as a vote.
If you want it, I guess, but I just don't see why it seems extraordinary. I mean, you know what, and you just summed up for us. If you feel it would empower you or enable you somehow to do it, and otherwise you couldn't do it, then let's all entertain a motion.
Let me make a motion, because I think it's probably reasonable to do this.
Okay.
That the superintendent move that the school committee move forward the architectural firms of Design Partnership of Cambridge and Flansburgh Associates and conduct a second round of interviews with them. And as a result of that process, have the superintendent contact the other four firms to inform them that of the process and of the firms that will be moved forward to the next level. And not, of course, it doesn't mean the process is absolutely closed, but it does mean that we're moving to a next level and plan to give significant weight to those two candidates.
And also to direct the superintendent to contact...
That's a hell of a motion.
That is one heck of a motion, and it's only partial.
And to direct the superintendent to contact Gatsby Hanna to get an estimate on cost, fee, and availability in negotiating a contract with the successful firm.
And to direct the superintendent to...
That's not my motion.
Go ahead, make
my motion.
Make
ended
your motion.
Where I am. And the second motion would be to direct the superintendent...
Can we make them one at a time?
That's right.
Okay. I'm not sure. The chair's not sure he understands why we're bifurcating this motion, but that's fine. There's been a motion made essentially to...
Bifurcating the motion.
Essentially... there's been a motion made essentially to direct the superintendent to move the two firms forward and to advise all six firms of that. Is that a fair statement? Is there a second on that motion? Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, John.
Go ahead. I've already...
On that motion.
I've already made public my disagreement with the process. And for me to assent to this would mean that I agree with it. Even though I've given the superintendent the okay to do what I want him to do, but I cannot agree with this because obviously it's agreeing with something that I already stated I disagree with. So I'm not voting in favor.
So if you don't agree with it, and I'm not, and I really, it never was clear to me what you don't agree with, but if you don't, but I don't need it to be clear.
Okay.
If you don't agree with it, then your plan is to just sit back and not participate in the work of the committee?
I never said that. Okay. I said that I will participate as I have. I've not compromised with anything I've done so far, nor will I in the future.
Go ahead, John.
But in terms of agreement with the process, I made my statement clear at the beginning of this meeting that we are going at this much faster than any other group, which is School Building Committee, did. And I am very uncomfortable with that, notwithstanding comments by my colleague here about how speedily I make my decisions. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion as made and seconded, please indicate by raising your right hand. All those opposed, and the motion carries 5-1. Is there another motion?
To adjourn.
No. Mm-hmm. Have you made that?
Superintendent has not been given the...
Move to direct the superintendent. Yeah, move to direct the superintendent to contact Gadsby Hanna to investigate the cost of preparing contracts and letter of intent.
And the time necessary in order to complete that, which I think was really the heart of the question.
And the time necessary.
Thank you.
In order to complete that.
Is there a second? Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion?
I did.
Carl, I'm sorry, Maureen. All those in favor of the motion has been made and seconded, please indicate by raising your right hand. All those opposed, 5-1.
I don't think I need a motion, but the board understands that by noon on Friday I need written questions sent to me in any communication
center. I will state for you categorically you do not need a motion on that. Okay.
Everybody doesn't need a motion on that.
I would second that.
John, are you against that?
Come on. No, let's move forward here. I will recognize Linda, gentlemen. I'm just grabbing my copy of the agenda. There apparently were no bills and payroll to circulate. I assume there are no gifts to comment on. There's no particular report of the school committee chair. Superintendent, have any report this evening, seeing the head shaking in the negative. You know, we have no new calendar to discuss. We know we're going to find out tomorrow about the 27th. And now we come to that partner meeting where we look for citizens' input on matters not otherwise covered by our agenda. And seeing no citizens' input, no, just kidding, Linda. is there any citizens' input this evening?
Well,
Mrs. Phillips?
So far, I am just a citizen, but this isn't citizens' input. I wanted to make a comment before you made a vote. Because
made a vote on what?
When you voted to select two to come for an interview, because according to the designer selection procedure, which you all are very careful to follow, three finalists are required for your final decision. So you did go ahead and vote, and that's why I was waiting to get your attention to remind you that three were necessary for your final interviews.
Superintendent, have a comment?
Yes, we have a legal opinion from Mr. Flaherty at the AG's office that said the school committee can waive its policy, and by fact that you interviewed all of them.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Carl. I'm sorry.
Be
go ahead, Harry. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I checked with town council. You changed your policy to allow you either to do the whole, any portion of the whole, or anything else. You've done due diligence with the designer selection by interviewing the groups you have. There is no mandate that you do three. As a matter of fact, you could choose one tonight if you chose. I will again check with counsel, but I have a legal opinion which you received, which was substantiated by Mr. Flaherty at the AG's office, that you can do exactly what you're doing tonight.
Anybody have any other comments about that? Comments or questions? No? Okay.
Could I just suggest you check with the Inspector General's office? It's in their handbook that three are required.
You might suggest anything. You've just suggested it. Yes. Is there further public comment? Mrs. Mandel.
The poster that was hung up by Flansburg of the yes pin that was here earlier.
The poster that was hung up with a yes pin?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
That they're designed.
Is what their design?
That their design, that
this, thanks, John. I would assume it was their design.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. The poster she's talking about.
That design was done by.
But the poster was designed.
Time out, Harry. The poster was Flansburg's design. The poster design was designed by the architect who made the presentation. I assume. Right.
It's their poster.
It's their poster.
I think Mrs. Mandel is speaking.
Well, let her ask what is
Jackie, are you talking about the pin or the poster that was brought in? Which?
The banner with the pin.
It wasn't a banner, it was a poster, like all architects had multiple, and I assume, Harry.
I'm talking about the
What's the question?
No, time out. I'm gonna take get control of the discussion again as chair. There was no pin that I saw. There was a poster with a graphic representation of what looked like a yes pin, or is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Harry, was the poster that was put up by Flansburgh, put together by Flansburgh? If you know.
Yes, the poster was put together by bits and pieces that were taken from the Building Pride design.
Who put the poster together?
I have no idea, but I put Flansburgh probably put the poster together.
Thank you. Okay. Does that answer your question, Jackie?
Well, I just noticed that the other proposals last May did not have community relations. They had a person in their group that was strictly community relations for capital campaigns and for graphics and for stuff to get overrides passed. So my question is, I would like to know if there is some amount out of that $418,000 that went for designing that stuff for Building Pride, for the community relations, providing stuff for their website, because it's never put on the town website.
Jackie, can I stop you? Pete, wait, please. Your question continues to wander. I have no idea what your question is. Would you state a simple question? And we'll give you an answer.
I would like to know how much of the community relations that was provided by Flansburgh went into the information provided to Building Pride and PEP.
I'm not a member of Building Pride or PEP, and I have no idea.
I am.
You paid for that person in
Jackie, could I just stop you right here? That pin.
Jackie, let Pete know. Just a minute. Hold it, Pete. Jackie, Mrs. Mandel, you've asked a question. Let's sit tight, be polite, and wait for a response. If you can't do that, I'll ask you to leave the meeting. If you won't leave the meeting, I'll take the next step.
Jackie. To make this very simple, what you're asking is, did this committee spend money on a political process that developed that pin for Building Pride?
Not this committee, the Building Committee.
Either one.
Well, why don't you ask the Building Committee, Jackie? This isn't the Building Committee.
But let me answer the question. The design for Building Pride's pin was done for free by volunteers. Specifically, the great logo that was provided was done by Timmy Radville, a senior at our high school. And isn't it great that we have such graphic artists here that they can produce such an effective pin that I think should be kind of an award-winning thing? You know, we should be proud of what happened here. We got volunteers that were able to use their talents to marshal the forces of this town to an overwhelming victory. I do not believe that any money was spent by them by Pride, and I sit on the Building Pride Committee, as do a number of other people. No money was ever spent, and I kind of resent that you would even question that, because I think you know the answer already.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mrs. Mandel.
I
don't even know who they is. You keep referring to it. It's part of their service they provide. You've had an answer to your question. I'd ask you in the future to make sure when you ask a question, you try to ask it as concisely as you can and not interrupt the speaker, Mrs. Mandel, like you're interrupting me now. And then let the member of the board, the committee, try to answer your question. And we can have a much more productive dialogue as a community if we respect one another's right to ask a question concisely, a fairly intended question, and answer those questions concisely. Thank you. Any other business before this committee this evening? Yes, we have another question. Yes, Nadine.
Very quick one. Why go to Gadsby-Hanna on the contract issue instead of town council?
We haven't gone to Gadsby-Hanna, as I understand it, on the contract. We've instructed the superintendent to inquire of Gadsby-Hanna as part of our process how much it will cost and how long it will take. That's all we've done.
But my question was, and it's only, there is no intent, there's nothing behind it.
Yeah. No, I don't think there is.
Why not go to town council rather than Gadsby-Hanna? That's my only, that's the question.
I think that's a fair question. The discussion went in that direction with a project of this size. I don't think we've ruled out in any way
I will be checking both councils.
Going to town council. And in fact, the superintendent's just indicated that he will check with town council as well.
Thank you.
Great.
The other issue, though, is with town council or Gadsby Hanna, town council's not on a retainer, so it's on a time and materials basis. So in either case, we would be paying for the services. It's not like we had with our old town council where they provided all the legal services for a flat rate. That doesn't happen anymore. So that in this case, maybe it's a comfort level, but we should check with town council. Maybe we'll get a more favorable rate.
Frankly, Nadine, I think it's a great suggestion. Harry, you had a comment.
I just want to remind the board you have an executive session at 7 o'clock tomorrow at Town Hall, 7:30. I'll be presenting the budget for with budget cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hopefully have new placards to bring. I have updated the budget you received tonight to include those changes you made at the last meeting and
yes.
updated.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other business? Thank you, Harry. Any other business before this committee this evening? And I will entertain a motion to adjourn, but before I do, Harry, I want to thank you on behalf of the committee for organizing tonight and last night and helping these evenings flow as smoothly as they did. And I really appreciate it. I know this committee and this community appreciates that as well.
I'll move to adjourn.
Is that okay?
As long as you're sure that you're prepared to consider adjourning, yes. Yes. Is there a second?
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn, please signify by raising your right hand. We have unanimity tonight. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.